This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Shields and their swords to fight the fight they believe to be right, overthrow the overlords. To the town where there was plenty, they brought plunder, sword and flame. When they left the town, it was empty. Children would never play again.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew, Mike Rickbrandt, and Heather McBride on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling the 16th of March, St. Patrick's Eve, on Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. This is a special show. Besides being St. Patrick's Eve, we're going to have the entire family on the show. Yours truly, Walt, Mike, Heather, and later, Ms. Danella Rodriguez. Anyways, how are we all doing tonight? Heather, since you're the one of the first ladies of the radio, you start.
Chivalry is not dead, Pete. Thank you so much. It's good
yeah,
to be
well,
on. How are you? And happy 10-year anniversary.
Thank you. I'm doing outstanding. I'm at a St. Patrick's Day party at one Luciano de la Torre. Unfortunately, I had a little too much to drink. My shirt came off, and I got slapped plenty of times. Walt, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. I understand that Fannie Willis was in Coney Island today.
What?
Yeah, she was looking for Nathan's dog.
Oh. Anyways, and then we have Mike Rickbrandt. How are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, brother. Thank you.
Outstanding. And we should have had Walter start first with that awesome joke. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, especially the men and alleged women of the Onondaga, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers, led by one Little Billy Keebler. Stay safe, one and all. As always, we want to remember the names of members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Tonight, we remember Patrolman Justice Hare of the New Mexico State Police, end of watch, March 15th, 2024. His killer is still at large. Also, Sergeant Thomas Sanfertello of the Genesee County, New York Sheriff's Office, end of watch, March 10th, 2024. His killer is in custody. And like Walter said, Fannie Willis may have been at Coney Island, but she made the news today. Who wants to start off with Fannie news?
Oh, ladies first.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I mean, first, the big debate. Is it Fannie? Is it Fannie? I think she kind of changed it midway and went kind of the fancy Fannie. In any case, I feel like we learned a lot in this soap opera of a DA's office down there in Fulton County. We find out there's a DNC operative who conveniently works right there in the office, right on top of things, just to make sure everything's going according to plan. We've got Nathan Wade's former friend, former business partner, and former lawyer, all in one person, who would tell anyone who would listen about this affair. And then, of course, the other friend of Fannie Fannie, who she stayed with at times when she was broke, who witnessed the affair, but then also got fired from her job at the office. It does seem like a really good screenplay or some sort of treatment for a sitcom.
Wow. Michael Wallet, you want to add to that?
My biggest takeaway on this is that judge that let her stay on the case even after she perjured herself multiple times and committed all kinds of prosecutorial misconduct. It blows my mind that that's being allowed to just kind of cruise on like nothing's wrong with it. That's probably the biggest thing for me, but Heather's absolutely right. It is one heck of a soap opera.
Right.
Well, I think, Mike, you're right about that, and I think the best part is now that she does have to go ahead and try this case looking like a clown show that her office is, and that the way she conducts herself, she now has to try to somehow scrape up a tiny bit of dignity. Now, of course, we're in Georgia where she probably is going to find a jury who's going to be sympathetic to the prosecution, but I don't know. I think we took her down a notch over the last couple of weeks.
I would absolutely agree with you 100%. Well said.
But I'm no legal expert, but could the Trump people ask for a change of venue since this mess came out?
I would think so. I would think absolutely. Right? They have more than enough grounds to show for it. Whether they get it or not, that's the question, right? Of whether you actually give it to them, probably not.
Right, and so I'll have to waste more money and time on appeals. What's the you about this mess of a legal system in Fulton County, Georgia?
Well, you know, it puts this Gail Ho in charge, and she expelled every bit of being a Gail Ho when she was on the stand a couple of 3 weeks ago. You know, defiant. I didn't do it. You know. I think I've arrested her, you know, like 20 times when I was in the 80s because, you know, the type of person who comes right out and says, I had campaign funds left over and I used that money. Listen, you know, that's absolutely wrong. It's illegal. You have to claim excess campaign funds when your campaign is over, and that money needs to be associated in a better place than in your house because it's a black thing. She's out of luck. My belief is, and like Mike and the rest of you, I'm disappointed that McAfee did not disqualify her entirely. Apparently he doesn't want to be part of a negative history in law, but she will be getting hers from you know, the campaign committees. She will be getting hers from the Bar Association and perhaps even, you know, the state attorney general's office for misconduct and improprieties and such. So her, I would be very surprised, number one, if she pursued this case. And if she does, she will not be sitting at the table. She will have to give this to somebody else because it will be a clown show. It'll be the most watched trial since OJ.
Right.
To watch her.
Sorry about that, but you're absolutely right.
It's
going to be
a party over there.
Oh yeah, it's a St. Patrick's Day party, and I'm the center of attention. I happen to be on the smoke deck, but anyways, Walter, you're absolutely right. It's a clown show, and this judge Scott McAfee, he is up for re-election in his jurisdiction. Now, unlike Virginia and New York, as far as I can tell, the judges have to run for office. They have to run for that judgeship. They're not appointed. So this judge, in my opinion, he doesn't want to lose his cushy job as a judge, so he's going to let this farce go on. Now, if the Trump organization files an appeal, and, you know, that's something else. Is it possible we can get this judge removed for just bad decision, or would it just have to go to appeals?
you know, I think he'd be better off recusing himself off of this case because of the, I mean, he just almost fired her, told her to fire Nathan Famous, and well, he walked to save the shame. But how can he, now there's a conflict. I believe there's a conflict.
Right, you're absolutely right. And folks, this is just the first segment. When we come back, we'll update you on the things going on in the fire department, and the other First Lady of Radio will make her appearance on the show. Stay tuned, everybody.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. The first segment just blew out of the water. Thank you very much, Heather. During commercials, we were still talking about Fawny Willis and her British Broadcasting Corporation partner. Hell of a show. Anyways, next order of business, we want to talk about what's going on with the New York Fire Department. They claim that they're not going to go after the members that booed and screamed at the New York Attorney General, but we have information otherwise. Mike, take it away.
So, thanks, Pete. I've been talking to firefighters, union reps for the fire department, tons of these guys all week long. The original idea was to kind of try and get one of these union reps or somebody to come on and talk about what's going on, but it became pretty clear pretty quickly that probably wasn't a good idea since they're being targeted so heavily. So I'm just going to kind of relate the consensus from these guys of what's really going on. And I know they said they were going to stop the the roll call things and going in and trying to target people or whatever, but what I'm hearing from all these union reps and guys is that's absolutely not true, that they're actually still going forward trying to ID who was there, who shouted, who booed, and who did everything else. You know, and it's like a backdoor kind of way of disciplining people. They're not going to do it in an obvious way. They're going to go look for something else to nail them with. Oh, it wasn't for that. It was for, you know, your uniform wasn't quite right this day or something stupid like that. You know, the same nonsense we saw in the job for how many years. You know, so they're still being targeted, still being shut down.
So what we're hearing from headquarters in Brooklyn is that they're telling us one thing, but they're doing another thing. Is that correct?
Excuse me. Yep, exactly. You're saying that they're not targeting anybody, and they're not going to punish anybody for this, and the re-education thing has got scrapped or whatever. But, you know, it's just not true. They're just going to rename it something else or do it more quietly in a way that doesn't look as obvious. You know, they're still going to try and punish these guys for doing what they did. You know, they'll still be training given out, I'm sure, to everybody. They'll probably have to go back to that DEI crap again or something like that. But the union reps especially are very adamant about the fact that they're still being targeted, very much so.
Right. Well, what recourse does the union have against Department Brass going after these men and women that, you know, stood up for America?
It comes down to, like, the individual, you know, complaints they try and file against these individual firefighters. So if they're going to go after the guy for that specific event, then the union has a lot of, you know, a lot of ways to fight back. They could, you know, fight back against it in a lot of ways, you know, with a lot of different aspects of it. But the problem becomes is they're not going to use that particular incident to go after them. They're going to look for something else to use to go after those people and punish them. You know,
oh.
And then they'll also do some department-wide training or whatever that addresses it so that they're not singling any one person out. So they have, you know, 1,000 ways to get at this thing and get at these guys without having to actually say that out loud. But we all know what it's about. It's about that. You know, it's just such a backwards, nasty thing. They're destroying the morale, like completely destroying the morale.
Oh, it's like 137 when we were in the service?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
That. Yep.
Wow.
Exactly that. They're just destroying the morale right now. These guys are very, very frustrated. They're very angry. You know, most of them felt like she had no business or reason being there. She's brought there by that chaplain that looks like she, you know, couldn't carry a hose more than a foot if she could even lift it. You know, another disgrace. But,
right.
You know, not happy. They're not happy with the commissioner. They're not happy with the bosses. They're not happy with any of it. They're very, very upset. And this is coming from some, you know, some pretty senior people in the fire department as well, saying exactly the same thing. You know,
right.
It wasn't just a rank and file that I spoke with. So nobody's happy.
Right.
They're just very, very happy.
Right. Now, these firefighters, are their jobs in jeopardy for what they did?
Technically, yeah. I mean, because it's because they were in uniform, and it's no politics in uniform, whatever, that whole standard they've always had forever. But technically, yeah, because if especially if the guy's like a probie or something like that, he's on probation still, they could fire you without cause on probation. If they're past probation, it's a little harder to fire you. But they'll, you know, that same the NYPD does, right? They'll keep looking and looking and looking until they find that one thing they need, and they'll just go ahead and
right.
through the process and get rid of you. You know, so they could technically lose their jobs.
But do you think it's going to go that far? I mean, think about it. The city put all that money in training, all that money in experience. So say you get some lieutenant or some captain, all right, you know, that got promoted, he booed. They're going to fire him, and they're going to have to, you know, go through the whole rigmarole of filling that slot?
I wouldn't be surprised if they did. They're not exactly known for their forward thinking, right? The progressive movement, or the communists, really, what they are. You know, the ruling class, so-called, in the city. You know, I mean, Adams is corrupt as the day is long. We've all known that since he was on the job. But, you know, he's rewarding all his friends and everything. And, you know, Letitia James is an ally. So I wouldn't be surprised to see people getting fired, even with all the experience and everything, just so they can make room for somebody else that fits the narrative better. You know?
Of course. Well, what's your take on this? Because, you know, I got a couple adjectives that's not suitable for FCC licensed radio.
Yeah, leave it up to me to say them, right? There's so many issues with this. It's getting blown out of proportion, number one. Number two, the department did say that they were going to hunt down the firefighters that were present. Okay? You know, hunting, you know, it's kind of extreme. You know, there's better ways to put it. But it seems like they're threatening these guys right off the bat. This guy Hodgins for the fire department said that if they turn themselves in, it will be better for them. You know,
right.
I don't understand that mentality from authority saying it'll be better if you cooperate. You know, they have a right to keep their mouth shut. They're being investigated, and they have a right to keep their mouth shut. The union better step up. Better step up, because if the firefighters do a slow down, you know, then there's going to be a problem in the city. Now, this Commissioner Kavanaugh, she needs to be more attuned to find arsonists and people that are planning burning buildings down and such. That's where she needs to be. You know, the politics, you know, it doesn't belong in church and state. They don't belong. They need to keep the politics out of the departments, all of the departments. You know, FDNY, NYPD, you know, they just need to keep it out. If somebody said something, fine. I read earlier today that somebody said, yelled out at Kavanaugh as she passed by Trump Towers that you suck, which, you know, I think is humorous. I wonder if they're going to hunt down that person. You know, there were signs, you know, calling her, you know, a jackass. Well, you know, that's all freedom of speech, you know. So, you know, is it considered official misconduct when it comes from, you know, a firefighter? I don't know if it would be official misconduct. It could be construed as, you know, some sort of misconduct. But to fire someone, I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, there might be, you know, reprimand, you know, some vacation time and stuff like that. It's not a big deal. It's not a crime. It's not a crime. And I don't think their oath, like the police department oath, says that, oh, and I won't say anything bad to the commissioner. So, you know, it doesn't include that. So whatever it is, it's going to be, like I always say with these situations, it's going to be sticky for a little while before it becomes unsticky. And it will come unsticky probably around next January 20th. That's about when it'll be unsticky.
Right.
100%.
Right. Well, you mentioned a slowdown. Now, all three of us know what a slowdown is in terms of productivity. It means we're not going to be giving out many parkers or movers or arrest. Is there any way these firefighters can do a slowdown for the fire department? I mean, we don't want them, like, slowing down, going to a call.
Everybody has sick days. Everybody has vacation days. According to statistics, 35% have 20 years on the job. So, hey, you want to lose 35 out of every 100 firefighters to retirement?
Right.
And the other 65% start taking sick time?
Right.
You know, then that stupid mayor, who is it, Eric Adams is his name? Idiot better start calling in, and Hutchko, they better start calling in some more reserve troops there.
Have the National Guard man the fire trucks?
Say, you know, whatever makes your boat float. A revolt. A revolution is one way to take our city back, you know.
Right. But unfortunately, unfortunately, in 1993, the city had to get so bad that Rudy Giuliani was elected mayor. But, Mike, you got any closing comments about what's going on with New York's bravest?
Just that we stand with them, that, freedom of speech is freedom of speech, and it should always ever be cherished and upheld. Even Alan Dershowitz, as you know, liberal as he can be, put out there publicly that he would represent any firefighter charged in regards to this for free. You know, that's how serious it is. So, I mean, this is an important fight, and one that I think they will win, but it's definitely an important fight.
Right, right. And kudos to Rudolph Giuliani, because I saw him on a clip. He was asked about it. He's like, you know what? I got booed by people in uniform, but guess what? I didn't take it personally because they had the right to do so. But, that's the difference between, like, a person like Rudy Giuliani and Bill de Blasio and now Eric Adams.
Yep.
Well, anyways, we're coming up next. We'll talk about St. Patrick's. Let me go grab the 7-5 Radio spokesmodel. Stay tuned, everybody. We're just getting warmed up. This is our March 16th show. Stay tuned, everybody.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The trial of former President Donald Trump's New York hush money case, overseen by Judge Juan Merchan, has been postponed from its initial start date of March 25th. That's due to discovery challenges raised by the defense. The judge has decided to delay the trial by 30 days and has set a hearing for March 25th to tackle the discovery issues. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from former President Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case as long as Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House and addressed the Friends of Ireland luncheon hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson.
And, you know, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach. And every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
During his remarks, Biden condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine and urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package already approved by the Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris is taking part in discussions on marijuana reform alongside rapper Fat Joe and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear at the White House. The roundtable held Friday included individuals who have been pardoned for marijuana-related convictions aiming to address criminal justice reform. President Biden has proposed federal law changes to ease marijuana regulations and has pardoned thousands of possession convictions. Israel is gearing up for a military operation in Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the IDF is readying for the operation and making preparations for a civilian evacuation. It's believed more than 1 million people are sheltered in Rafah. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, on the 16th of March, 2024, with Walter Yerkew, Mike Grant, and the world's first radio spokesmodel, Daniela Rodriguez. How are we doing tonight, Ms. Rodriguez?
Hello, guys. We are doing great.
And I have to tell you, you look absolutely amazing. When I pulled up, I parked in front of you, and you got out of your car, and I was like, wow. And then you came and straightened my hair and, you know, helped me out. But anyways, we're glad to have you on, and too bad you didn't come on the first segment. Our other first lady of radio, Heather McBride, she came out and talked about Fannie Willis, and she just knocked it out of the park.
I imagine.
Yeah, but anyways, you know, we're very picky who we choose to be a member of our family, and we couldn't be happier that you joined us. But anyways, Daniela, I want to talk about Women's History Month.
All right.
People always make a big deal, oh, it's Women's History Month, International Women's Day, women this, women that, this and other thing. And me being the male chauvinist pig, I like to say I celebrate Women's History Month every day. Because it's people like you, it's people like Heather, it's people like Alessandra, who should be out here, but we'll get our next break, that helps people like me to get along in life.
Yeah.
And what they notice is that, like, conservative women are hot. I was like, wow.
We can be. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I went to the, the day after Donald Trump was elected for that, I call it the pig march with the women with the pig ears.
I saw all the pictures. They are gorgeous.
No. The women in the hats, when they're coming through National Airport, oh, my God, I call it the pig march.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, not only do we have you, we have Heather. We also have our nice producer, Liz, who has a hell of a job getting all of us together, making us sound professional, because calls get dropped. We lose reception. We have Charlie Duff on the radio, and she just kills it.
See, that's why, she's a woman.
Right. So, anyways, also our fans, especially from New York, Mike, your friends Diane and Brenda, they came down to CPAC, and they couldn't have been any nicer. And immediately, we became best friends. I hung out with them, and just it was great. And that Saturday, we're supposed to, Danielle's friend Alessandra invited me out to dinner. I said, I got to do the show when I'm with the two other folks. Danielle, you went to a wedding and couldn't make it.
Yes, my goddaughter wedding.
Right. And you, that wedding, the wedding dress, the dress you wore looked outstanding. But anyways,
thank you.
I got a plan to have our own after party at CPAC, but I got to see what time the McDonald's closes.
It's that how you celebrate.
Oh. Well, I mean, we're on a tight budget. I mean, you see the car I drive.
No.
So also, Mike, you brought on a great candidate for office, Shannon Stevens, who's just she's running for office, but she's not a politician, and she had no clue what we were going to say. Mike, did you prep or anything, or just said, "Hey, we want to bring you on the show"?
I didn't prep her at all. I just said we're going to go on the show.
But that's the best way to do it.
Right, and she knocked it out of the park. And I said, like, you know what? If she doesn't win in the primary or win the election, we might have to bring her on as another member of the family. But we had nothing. She knew nothing. So, of course, myself, Walter, and Mike, we did our homework. Walter's been just on fire lately, and we couldn't be any happier. And so, anyways, I forgot my point. Also, the ladies at work, Daniela, you have a huge fan club.
Not only here
on 7-5 Radio, but at my other job with the work wives, because I said, hey, I'm going to this St. Patrick's Day party. He's like, you going to take pictures? Yeah. You of me? No. So.
Oh, they are sweet.
Right. Yeah. And I had better take about a dozen more, or I'm going to hear it Monday morning. But anyways, Daniela, Heather, Liz, and all of our fans of 7-5 Radio, thank you very much for everything you do, especially you, Danella. You help me, you know, dress properly now. I don't look a bum.
You
so,
look great. You're
thank
sharp.
You. And you look absolutely amazing. Guys, you got any comments about women's International Women's Day or Women's Month?
No.
Or
I
any
think,
questions?
I think, you know, Women's Day is should be more than a month. I mean, you know, Women's Day for anybody who's in love is every day.
Right.
That's true. That's true. Listen, it's, you know, you have to celebrate them, right? They make the world go round. They're the rock. They hold it all together. Think of what a mess it would be if it was just us.
I agree. I agree. And I love hearing, you know, you guys saying that. Because, like you said, it's just a woman deserves more than a month. And I agree of the, oh, no, with that. But it's good to have a day, a month, just to be recognized.
But, I mean, we like what, Mike, I'm sure with your significant other, Mrs. Rick Brandt, you would recognize her every single day. Because, I mean, first of all, she's got to put up with you.
Exactly.
Right. And then the my case, the lady who still carries my last name, she was not very good. Even though she, you know, she had two of my kids.
But, so she is, you know, she's a blast either way because she gave you two most precious gift a woman, a person could have, you know, or give. Yeah. So right there you see the importance of a female in your life. She is the mother of your child. She's the one that nursed them, that brought them here. So you can have this bond. You can have someone that you, you know, love unconditionally. So, you know, I don't know your situation with your ex-wife, but just being the mother of your child deserves a great, great respect.
Right. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. And that's why we brought you on 7-5 Radio. Well, what's your take on International Women's Day, International Women's Month, your trials and tribulations with the opposite sex? And please remember, this is a family show.
I mean, they're all okay, you know. Just they're okay.
Said except that, right?
Well, except that black chick that went to Coney Island.
Yeah. He's talking about Fannie Willis.
Okay.
Because the boyfriend's name is Nathan something or other. What is it, Nathan Ward?
Wade,
whatever. Yeah. So, but that's one woman that should not be recognized because. There's no reason why she's using organized crime laws against our former president. She's out to destroy him, and that's another story. But she testified about all the stuff that she was doing with her significant other who's on the payroll, and just she should be disbarred in my honest opinion. But we won't talk about that because we're celebrating women, not you know, trashing them, but she does deserve a good trashing. We did that at the beginning of the show. But anyways, anything else you would like to get off your chest before our next break, Danella?
No. Just happy to be here.
All right, but we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and here's a known tidbit. St. Patrick was born in England. So as people like me, you know, drink lots of Guinness, take off my shirt again, he was actually born in England and went across the channel and preached the word of the Lord. And he also had besides driving out the snakes of Ireland, he had his own idea of purgatory, so which was an actual place on one of the northern islands of Ireland. So anyways, kudos to St. Patrick for, you know, going across the channel and then people like me celebrating him. As an Irish American, I do things just like every other Irish American. Drink too much Guinness, take off my shirt, get in a fight,
you didn't paint your nipples green again this year, did you?
I thought we were I thought we were not going to talk about that on the air, especially with, you know, company.
Well, I saw that. Oh, you were showing it on the party.
Danella. Yep. Folks, that's why Danella is 7-5 Radio. But I can't keep secrets amongst any of you people. I'm sure if Heather was here, she'd probably spill the beans too. Anyways, we're coming to our next and final break. Stay tuned, everybody. We got Walter Yerkew, Mike Rakebrandt, Danella Rodriguez, and Scoop Stan. Stay tuned, everybody.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew. I mean, Walter Yerkew. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we are back. Walter Yerkew, Mike Rakebrandt, Danella Rodriguez, and Scoop. All right, our final segment of the night. You guys got anything, or you want me to talk about myself?
Talk about yourself.
The green nipples.
I have a question for you, Pete.
Well, go ahead, Mike.
Well, we heard about the green nipples, but I'm just curious where you're hiding the shamrock this year.
Mike, this is a family show. Don't you say anything, Danella.
That answers my question.
Oh, jeez.
It's quiet.
Jeez. Anyways. All right, one thing, let's go back to the home of our birth, the city of New York, where three-quarters of us. The governor, the inept governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, decided to have the MTA police, which used to be the Mentor North and Long Island Railroad police, the New York State police, and the National Guard patrol the subways. Now, to me, this is a dog and pony show because you had National Guard troops stationed at doing more or less TSA check-in stuff, and the governor told the National Guard troops, don't bring your rifles. So now you got National Guard troops, no rifles, still doing bag checks. My thing is that if you go back to the old transit police, known as the Black Patches, things would be different. The governor could do it. She could do a couple of things. First thing she could do is fire DA Alvin Bragg, which is absolutely the most horrendous district attorney in New York City history. Secondly, she can call the New York State Legislature back in session to repeal all criminal justice reforms, such as this no bail thing, except Daniel Penny, he had to post a $100,000 bond. And then finally, let the police do their job. And, you know, when I did work for the police department, I was sent into the transit division, which was absolutely outstanding because I met all these old-timers, six-shooters, and wooden batons patrolling the subways by themselves. And they were able to keep the peace, and they didn't have to call for backup every chance they got. And, I mean, these are real cops. So it doesn't cost a lot of money. And it's an easy solution. Now, here on 75 Radio, we like to come up with solutions to problems, not bitch, moan, and complain about everything that's wrong with the world. Guys, Mike, Walter, what say you about bringing back the transit police?
I'd say bring back the old the street cop, transit cop, cop on the beat. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let cops be cops again.
Right.
Take the handcuffs up. Stop trying to make them the criminals and let them be cops again, and you wouldn't have these problems. She brought all those people in, and within a week of those bringing those people in, you had one woman pushed in front of an oncoming train by her ex-boyfriend and had her feet severed. You had another guy who shoots a guy for being aggressive on a train in the head, and that guy gets no charges. It was considered self-defense, but Daniel Penny is charged with manslaughter and still having to fight that case. So there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's a hot mess, and they don't even know what they're doing. It's all for optics, honestly. I think it's just all for to make it look good. It really has nothing to do with any kind of real effort to try and fix the problem.
Right. And the reason why transit got the nickname Black Patches, Walter, you probably know this, is because their patches were so dark blue, they looked black. And so they were the guys that really took care of business because nobody cared what happened in a subway that smelled like pee. Anyways, that's what I have to say about that. But anyways, just want to give a shout-out to Luciano De La Torre for letting me come to his house again to do this awesome radio show with the entire family. And you know, our six-year anniversary is coming up, and I just have to say I couldn't be any happier with the people that we have on our show. Walter, you're just, you know, probably my best friend, and the show wouldn't be here without you. You're like my older brother. Mike, you came guns a-blazing. We couldn't be any happier. You've done so much with so little. And we've yet to sexually harass you like our last marketing director, who was also named Mike. Also, Heather, the things she's done for us was just absolutely spectacular, working behind the scenes, making us more professional, actually doing show prep with Walter instead of 3 minutes and 40 seconds, and the lovely Daniela Rodriguez, the very first radio spokesmodel, who also shows me how to get dressed because I'm not the snazziest dresser. But anyways, I just want to say I love you, love y'all, and I wish you wouldn't talk about shamrocks and nipples on the air. Anyways, all right, so just like Heather, we'll give it to the other First Lady of Radio. And that's another thing. We have the First Ladies of Radio. No other show has that. So anyways, Danelle, I'll pass it to you. Anything you want to say about 6 years on the radio or being part of 75 Radio or just having to sit next to me while sexual harass Mike?
Well, I'm very honored. You know, when you proposed to me, I just said yes. I was so happy besides sitting right next to you with your green nipples showing. But other than that, I am loving the experience. And congratulations, guys. 6 years. That's amazing.
No, 6 years. Yeah. But anyways, when you said yes, I said, oh, she's never heard the show or seen the website. Well,
you sent the email to me, so I went there and looked at it.
You actually went on the website and said, oh, yeah, I could do this.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Just like Heather. Like,
he's very convinced.
Yeah.
You're sweet. You're such a good guy.
Thank you. I wish other people on the show would think the same. Anyways, Mike, what say you about, well, you're the newest member. What say you about being part of this juggernaut that is 7.5 Radio?
I love it. You guys are amazing. You built such an amazing show. It really is just, it's just great. It really is. And I'm very humbled and honored to be a part of it. I really am. I can't thank you guys enough. I really can't.
Well, we couldn't be happier that you're on the show. And that reminds me, Mike, when you came on, it was a shotgun job offer, just like when I was with on the cesspool with Sean Bergen and Jim Lancia. I said, hey, we need a guy to fill the marketing director and somebody knows the stuff. You want the job? You're like, okay. And then for the YouTube clip, we put a picture of Danella at New York Fashion Week in big capital letters. Danella Rodriguez at New York Fashion Week. And then lowercase, and Mike Rick Brains joined 7.5 Radio. The best part is both of you got the gag. Because I mean, that happened to me. I'm like, oh, I'll figures. Anyways, and last but not least, Walter, who we usually give him just enough time before the music cuts in. What say you about being 6 years on the radio and the wonderful family that is 7.5 Radio?
No, it's been a ride, man. It's been a ride. I've met so many people here doing this show. You know, week in and week out, we're always doing something different. Unless it lingers like this Fanny thing. It's not funny, it's Fanny. But we do something new every week. We try to get really informative guests, except for LaDuff. He's informed, but he's a piece of cake. Right. He's a character.
Speaking of Charlie, he will return.
Yeah. Yeah, like MacArthur, like MacArthur in 1956. It's just something different all the time. Something different all the time. Sometimes it raises your blood pressure. Sometimes it eases your mind. Whatever goes on in between, we got that too.
Right. But yeah, to me, this is, you know, the greatest thing that could ever happen because you're right, Walter, we are different. We've known each other 6 years. We still have never met face-to-face. And, well, maybe when I go down to Carolina for the cesspool's 20th, we might be able to meet face-to-face. But,
wipe that slime off your nipples first.
He has to keep that N. Hide it.
Right. And then, Mike, just you hit me on LinkedIn, and next thing I was like, oh, wow, he's got something to – He's got something. Then, you know, calling Heather and say, oh, we want the candidate run for governor of New York to come on as a host. And she's like, okay. Like, and then she came aboard. And then I said, you know what? We do radio. We need a model. And the only person I thought of was Danella because, well, she's the only model I knew. But nah. Because she.
See, that's why.
No, but she, just something, obviously, listening to her, there's something about her that I said, you know what? She's good for 7.5 Radio. But anyways, I couldn't be any happier. We're doing this a little bit earlier because I got to go to a party in Pennsylvania the week of our show. But we'll see. I don't know if Heather or Mike will fill in, or maybe both of you fill in. I don't care. But it's been a blast. I couldn't be any happier. And I see us going nowhere but up because we are so different. Anyways, for Walter Yerkew, Mike Rickbrandt, Heather McBride, Danella Rodriguez, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it.
Edwards for 7.5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.